Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Martin Sheridan is from Middleton. And I'm fascinated, Martin, not just about the opening of a restaurant in Seville, of which we will speak, but this gift you seem to have picked up many years ago for languages. German, Russian, Finnish, but you struggled with the Spanish in the end. Good morning, or buenos dias, as I should say.
Good morning, PJ, how are you doing?
I'm very good. I was reading your story in the Echo. You've certainly been around.
Yeah, I think once that bit of wanderlust gets into you, you're going to be, it'll take an awful lot to get you to settle down.
I was amused, very amused at the name of your restaurant, my mother-in-law's kitchen.
Which started out as a total joke, to be honest with you. My very first visit to Seville, obviously meeting the girlfriend's parents, and Ali's mother brought out plate after plate after plate of fabulous food, local to the town here. And as a joke, with no intention whatsoever, I said, oh God, you know what? We'll start a restaurant, you and me, and you know what I'll call it? My mother-in-law's kitchen. And sure enough, 6 years later, there we were, preparing a restaurant to open, which was called exactly that.
Fantastic. Now, the travelling started in 1994 in Germany, and it was there you picked up the languages. You discovered I learn languages really quickly.
Yeah, and which is funny because God knows if any of my secondary school teachers are listening in, they'll say he wasn't that crack when he was in school. But I think it was probably more necessity than anything else, with working. And, you know, you wouldn't think that inside an Irish pubs that there'd be a massive call for being proficient in the local language. But I suppose it set me apart, and I just found it very, very easy, I suppose, listening to customers and picking it up that way.
Of course, you know? It's an immersion thing too in it, isn't it? You're there and you're going to learn it despite yourself, so you might as well open yourself to the possibility.
I think the thing that probably as well helped an awful lot is that if you're any way musical at all, that's going to help you with it, certainly in terms of intonation and, you know, picking up words and the like of that. So,
And you picked up Russian and you picked up Finnish in the same way. But it's the Seville,
exactly.
The Seville we'll focus on because of the flight, the Cork flight starting this week. And it's been greeted with much excitement because it's a fabulous part of Spain, and a place that's set to become extraordinarily popular. How did you end up there?
Well, Ali, my wife, she came over to Ireland in 2002 looking to improve her English. She just finished a university degree in English, but wanted to become more proficient, as close to a native speaker as she could, and was looking for a job. I was working for Compass Group, the catering company in Dublin at the time. Ali interviewed for a job. And she started out working together with me at the IBM campus in Blanchardstown. Yeah. And we lost touch after that. And Facebook obviously came along later on down the line. I got a friend request one day and, you know, happy birthday once a year or what have you.
Yeah.
And that was really all. Up until I had been married, subsequently separated and divorced. And I suppose any of your listeners that have gone through that, it can get a bit depressing and rough at times. And it was just suggested to me, come on, we'll go away for a long weekend, myself and my mates, mm-hmm. and pick somewhere. And I found cheap flights to Marbella. Or to Malaga, as it was. And as you do, posted a selfie and something stupid inside on Facebook. And literally 5 minutes later, I got a message from Ali saying, what are you doing here? And she was actually working in Marbella.
Thank
and said, right, hold fire, there we are. And I'll be over. 5 minutes later, she was there. And literally, we haven't gone a day in our lives not together since.
My goodness me! Well, if ever something was meant to be, Martin.
Absolutely.
And then she.
So no, very fortunate.
She's from a place outside Seville, yeah.
I suppose about the same distance as Middleton would be from Cork. It's a little town called Olivares. Quite old in that it was founded in about the 15th century by an advisor to the King of Spain. And he's celebrated then every year here. They've got a Baroque festival and they celebrate this Count Duke of Olivares. So agricultural, really. Olives, a lot of garden produce, or market garden produce here. So tomatoes, aubergines, fabulous fresh fruit. But olives would be obviously the big crop here.
I'm very fond of an olive, and some of the best ones ever come from there.
It's a massive big market down here, and I suppose we've got a bit of everything around here. There's a bit of wine growing country as our around here as well. Ali's family have got a cattle farm here. And they've been at that since her granddad started after he got married with, as he used to say, two cows and a donkey, and started from there, and they're at something like about 2,500 head of cattle now.
So you have the restaurant between you, and you not only do you work in the restaurant cooking and all the other things, but you also play music there a couple of nights a week, so you're kept going.
Yeah, the funniest thing, and I suppose with me not having the language, I always assumed I'd get a cushy back-of-house number and I wouldn't have to be customer-facing. But that idea got knocked on the head very quick. No, you're front of the house and that's your job.
And you picked up the language too, didn't you?
Yeah, and again, needs must inside these things. I found Spanish now, to be fair, much more difficult than any of the other languages that I had to pick up when I was working in the different countries. But I suppose, look, after 7 years living here, I suppose I could call myself fairly fluent, you know?
fairly fluent. Now, for people who might be thinking about taking these wonderful new flights to Seville, what is there to be found other than your wonderful restaurant?
Fabulous old city. The Summer Palace, the Alhambra. You've got huge big walled gardens. Seville Cathedral, obviously, a massive draw where Christopher Columbus is interred. And just a fabulous city. Great for music. Flamenco is obviously huge here. Mm-hmm. But overall and everything else, just the food is out of this world. And I suppose, and in the last couple of years in Ireland, there's been a proliferation of tapas and that. But when you compete, as good as the Irish offering might be, you couldn't compare it to what's available here.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose inside in our own place, for example, 95% of what I buy, including obviously the meat, comes from within 5 kilometres of my front door.
5 kilometres?
And it just, like, that just can't be done anywhere else. You're in, I suppose, the garden of Europe, if you will. Like the fruit and vegetables that they have here, the abundance of it and the quality of it is just incredible.
Because you have the climate to grow them in.
Well, that's it. I mean, you're talking about I'd say I'm under-egging it here, but probably about 320 days of sun a year.
We're not jealous at all, Martin. That's an improvement on Middleton.
Not the chance of it. Well, hold fire with the jealousy anyway, because in the summer, it can get up to 45, and it's been known to hit 50 at times.
That's hot.
So, it's warm.
You wouldn't want to be slaving over a hot barbecue in the middle of that, like.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, do you know what? That's why God created beer, isn't that it?
There's a thing. You mentioned Alhambra. There is a wonderful Spanish beer called Alhambra. Would I get it in your part of the world?
Yeah, no, definitely fully available. The local brew here is Cruz Campo.
Oh, I love it. I love Cruz Campo.
Made by Heineken.
It is, yeah. But,
absolutely.
Yeah, but Alhambra is a smashing beer as well.
No, it's very nice. A little bit more malty, I suppose. Your Cruz Campo is a fairly standard pilsner lager, but the Alhambra's got a bit of a kick to it as well. I suppose the beers over here as well would be. I don't necessarily think that normal commercial beer in Ireland is 5.8.
No, God, no, it's not. Oh my goodness, not. No. You want to watch yourself there, and the wines of the region.
Again, a huge mixture, because you've got Seville province, and then next door, still in Andalusia, you've got Huelva province. And not alone, and every class of wine, really, even down to sparkling, is available. There's a town over from where I'm standing right now. They've got a vineyard, and they make fabulous wines, vermouths, cava. So, like, literally, you can find everything here. Mm. And I suppose the other difference then, in terms of availability, is with the ports of Huelva and the port of Isla Cristina, mm-hmm. which would be two of the most important fishing ports in Spain, are an hour from our front door here. So, again, the quality of produce is just fantastic. And I think for people travelling over, obviously, the bit of culture, the flamenco, the churches, the historical properties that people can see, but above all, the food. I think people will come, have the food, and come back for it again.
Mm. In the summertime, when it gets as hot as it does, a fellow might want to swim as well. I mean, there are pools, I take it. How close is the sea,
Plenty.
Though?
From my front door, I'd be sitting down on the beach in an hour and a quarter. So, like, it's not far. There's plenty of public pools available. There's two water parks in Seville itself.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose siesta. A lot of people laugh at people going for a kip in the middle of the day, but you can imagine if it's 45 degrees, you're not out digging in a field.
Get in out of it and rest yourself. Exactly.
And I suppose, bearing that in mind, that's why the Spanish people would tend to eat an awful lot later. In the summertime, when we have a bit of tourist trade, you'd be talking about people landing at 9:30 to eat.
Mm.
But it wouldn't be unusual for a Spanish person to walk in the door at 12, looking to start. So, 20. You know, it's a very different culture from what we have.
Jenny, I have seen them arrive on holidays. I have seen them arrive maybe 10:30, 11:15. You see the locals. But 12? Wow. Wow.
That wouldn't be unusual. But to say, well, we've had people walk into the restaurant at 12:45, going.
Made for long working hours for yourself, Ali.
Well, there's that. And then obviously what happens after that is they'd be, after finishing the main course, ordering a dessert, and they go, Martin, any chance of pulling out the guitar and give us a blast here?
Please tell me you don't open for breakfast.
Thank God, no. And funny enough, because we're in a small little agricultural town, there's not great demand in the week for sit-down meals. People will go for a couple of tapas and a couple of beers.
Yeah.
But so our business is primarily focused weekends.
All right. Get thyself to Seville, I think, is the message. The flight is there starting, is it this week or next, from Cork to Seville?
Yeah, it's this week.
All right, Martin. You'd never know. I might stroll in some night soon. You'd never know. That's Martin Sheridan from Restaurante La Cocina de Mi Suegra. I'll be killed for my Spanish pronunciation, but there you go. It's my mother-in-law's kitchen restaurant in a place not far from Seville. Oliveira.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.